5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Go, go, shoulder. It's McCarty. Welcome to the Colin Gales Show podcast. We're going to have a different name for one if we're doing it together.
Colin Gales and Mickey Bartlett Show podcast.
Yeah, runs off the screen for a fucking hour.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's Monday. This will be going out on a Tuesday. Got anything to plug for Tuesday night?
I'm doing the Empire tomorrow night.
Oh, maybe wants to come down.
See my name, seeing Jake O'Kane has otherwise engaged. Therefore, I'm going to have to...
Yeah, I can fuck up.
Gonna dive in for him. Right. So come on down, folks, and hear me say the same jokes I said last week.
Have you any
been written? No, no one. No, not yet, actually. I'll go check on the Twitter if you want to see if there's anything.
Do you reckon you'll do more curry my yogurt type shit?
Nah, I don't think it's done now.
It's a nightmare now. Like, I've addressed this issue before on how little time like news stories last.
Aye.
Even when they're the biggest shit ever.
But it's not...
Where's the pain, Michael?
Where's
the fucking pain?
I was still in Iraq blowing things up. Not sure. Ebola? No. Doesn't matter because somebody made fun of Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
It's retarded. I don't even... It's
Did
one of the things...
Did we talk about that on this? I feel like I talked
about it. Don't know if we talked about it. I know
What I said was, had you, with... Let's face it, your limited knowledge of the Gaelic language...
Yes.
Said something like that, and my retort was then a very petty impression.
Aye.
Funny as fuck.
Exactly. Would have been all done. Yeah.
But not up there.
Ridiculous. Like,
not on
the actually
hill.
Watching
not up on the hill.
Not up on the hill. Them folks up there. I was actually watching the Blame Game this morning. Where, like, Neil Delamere just fucking summed it up brilliantly. Where he's like...
I'm getting paid.
Yeah, but even that, it brought to the fucking Human Rights Tribunal.
Right.
So, and he's like, there's some guy there, you know, he's like, so what's wrong with these people? They're like, oh, well, you know, they're starving, there's no food. And there's like warlords and, you know, oppressing them. Right, okay, what's this problem here? Well, these people have been sold as sex slaves. And then it's like, okay, Sinn Féin, what's going on with you? And it's like, Gregory made fun of me.
Yeah.
Like, it's. I think it's been petty. Blown out of fucking...
The whole thing is petty. From both sides, it's petty as shit. But it's just like it's just that one-up game of like, curry my yogurt, and then the other one goes, well, that doesn't even dignify an answer, you rude cunt, so I'm just gonna just sit here and...
Yeah. You hit him backwards. Fuck up.
Fuck up, Gregory.
You fucking dick.
I'd love to know. Do you reckon, what does that room smell like? How many
Cunts.
Sneaky grey suited farts are sneaked out? Well, up neck.
Yeah, it's all Brill Grey and Burt.
Yeah, just bad. Do you know like the aftershave you get like Pound Stretcher?
Yeah. I feel a sneeze burn, sorry.
Does Pound Stretcher even exist? Or is it all B&M?
Around a pound, is that a is that it now? They amalgamate with
weight loss.
The amount.
Welcome to Round a Pound. That's Jane beaming on the beckets. And muffin tops speak for themselves. You fat bitch. Get her Velcro trainers on. Go step up.
Get that velour tracksuit off. I can see your fucking gunt.
See your mush knuckles.
Wait, you've got an arse around the front. What's wrong with you? But what was the question again?
That's a lovely bum bag you have on. That's my gunt. Fanny pack.
If I ever get that fat, harpoon me. Just leave me on a beach to drown in oxygen.
Harpoon me. Leave you for a while so that when they cut your belly open, it explodes.
Yeah,
like that, one of
like
the
that video. Fucking right.
Can you imagine the smell of that?
Fuck. See, how do fat people like that shit though, right? Because
It's not the shitting that's the problem, it's the wiping that's the problem.
No, but even the shit.
Hashtag mop.
Mm. But what I'm thinking is, because I've noticed that whenever I gain a few pounds, I've noticed that, like, you know, a toilet seat is only yay wide.
Yeah.
And your fucking arse gets squished up.
Uh-huh.
Do you like somebody putting their hands in your face like that?
Absolutely.
So you're going to end up with shit rubbing a lot.
But of course.
Down a lot more ass meat.
But when everyone does the shit, they sit down and they lean up on one side. They get a handful of whole cheek and they yank it out so that both cheeks are completely.
Is that what they do?
East to west.
Imagine having to really fucking.
Like a dog, like, doesn't have an arse cheek.
Burrow your hole.
So it doesn't require wiping.
Aye.
Very regularly. Having said that, Dave Watson's dog once had a load of hay, and every time it shit, their man had to chase it up and pull hay out of its hole. Like the worst magician ever. Just
out of the Watson's house, bailing here. Sell it to some big lad in Tyrone.
The dog shitting wicker over here.
Some Bridget's curls.
Fully formed.
What are you doing? I'm just feeding the dog head and make me own Moses basket.
We're looking at a load of new wicker chairs for the conservatory.
For the summer months. Fido! That's rotten.
People always have wicker things in their conservatories, don't they? Do you have a conservatory?
No, I haven't told you, no. Catholic, you see.
I was getting confused that wee back room.
Oh, why?
Same idea, really.
It pretty much is, actually.
Yeah, except at one point, jut out from the house.
Yeah, but I think my mum was talking about getting the conservatory put on the end of that.
Yeah, which would meet the end of the other protrusion. Yeah,
and you're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just get the spare room and the computer room, the study.
Get one of those,
which is just filled with my old pants.
Yeah, it would be a.
Because she thinks she's a classy woman, but she's not.
You should vacuum pack them, sell them to, like, mechanics.
Some science. Stuff growing on the front of them. These cats have a watch.
Here.
Small ecosystem.
We trouser sunset in the back there.
Who's that blade there?
She is. Hold on.
Lovely smile.
She is. Did you ever hear of Anthony Bourdain?
No.
He is. Sorry, I'm typing here and I can't multitask.
What was that thing you shared in my face? We didn't even get watching it.
Oh, it was. It was Big Jay Oakerson doing a bit about watching fat women fight. Piss myself. Because he's one of those. I get very jealous of comedians who either have loads of energy or really.
Or don't need any.
Energetic or have no energy and it's still funny as fuck. Because he was basically naming all these women. And he goes, what was the line? I fucking pissed myself. He goes, the first one kind of had a normal torso. And her lower body was of something mythical, I think. And then he goes, the second girl, she had quite a pretty face and nice hair, which are the things you pick out when you're trying to find something nice in a horrendous woman or something. That's very funny. Watch this. This video is called Chemical Reaction Opens Gates to Hell. I watched this the other day. This has now become a science podcast.
Oh, really? It's me, Professor Brian Cox.
Right, they set fire to it. Watch this shit.
What is this shit?
It says reaction opens gates to hell. I don't know what reaction it is, but it just is terrifying looking.
Is that like thermite or something like that, is it?
I'll read it in a second. There's probably some sort of explanation down there. Watch this shit. So they've got a pile of what looks like multiplying gravel. And then worms.
Fuck me.
Worms come out of it. Satan death worms. The fuck is that like? Imagine throwing a brick of that under your fire in the winter.
That's fucking metal. I would terrify the fuck out of you. Where can we get some for a prank?
Do you know, it'd be brilliant if you had that inside a fag and you lit it and you were just like, what the fuck? Or you just pretend you're being, look how much that shit multiplied there.
That's fucking insane. Though.
What the fuck is it? Looks like a demon crawl night. Is that it? Is that the description? Looks like a demon crawl night.
Science!
That's freaky as shit, isn't
it? It really is.
But what I was going to say was, your man should have got instead of a conservatory for half the money, get one of those, do you ever see those sweet like log cabins that have a stove in the middle?
Oh, fucking epic.
And you just sit in there and fuck.
My dad's mate used to build one of them. He's made a fucking fortune too.
Oh. Class.
All around Donegal for the car direction, you know.
Whenever me and Maureen started going out, we went out blitzing somewhere. You know, I always go to like Tomney's.
Aye.
Which, if you've never been to the Moy guys, I would go.
It actually,
purely for
it is a classy bar. There's a pub down in where my girlfriend's from. That's right, bitches.
He's got a girlfriend.
I got a woman. But we're down in Donegal.
We'll talk some dirt later, will we?
Oh, well, as soon as this is stopped recording, I'll tell you all about it.
Why not while recording?
Because she can fight. And plus, we're not married, so we don't do any of that sort of thing.
But not the listener.
Not the listener.
Does she listen to them? Or only when you're on it?
I think she might listen to them whenever she's, you know, making me fucking dinner.
No one listens to it.
Cleaning the house. Fucking doing, she's told she'll listen to the fine letter. All right, sweetheart.
Is it her own house?
Yeah, it's her house.
A big grown up woman.
That's my ma said. Like, she's a nice woman. It was all, a what? But
not living with her mommy, is she not?
Move out to fuck, Michael. But we were in a wee pub down in Donegal, and it's like, seems where the thing is, Tommy's like a front room converted into a bar. Yeah. Deadly. And the Guinness. Mm.
Do you remember?
Doesn't he make you shit?
Do you remember Kirsten Dahl? We went, basically made our way. I don't know if you were there or not yet. It was the first pub we went to after we left that gig at the Gaelic Club. Do you remember the time we gigged with Colin Murphy? You
know, oh, yeah. Sorry, was
Comedians of Comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kings of Comedy, mate.
That's it.
The Princelets.
The two clown princes.
The medieval princelings. That's staying right. In the tower.
Yes.
Try not to get raped. The first pub the first pub we went to. Do you remember we sat out the back?
Aye.
Which was actually amazing, but the front bit was like,
I was like a wee house sort of thing on it, or?
It was literally like a medieval, like, dirt floor fucking shithole.
I love that shit, though.
Yeah, but when you're already drunk, that's what I'm saying, those places are weird when you're drunk. Like, one time, that's what I'm saying, going to, like, Tomney's or something, one of those late night lock-in type things, and then getting fucked up, and then just being in a fucking, you know, those whirly taxis, like, where the fuck it's very dark, you know.
This man's going to shoot me.
All of a sudden, you pull up at some house, so there's dogs barking, like, what the fuck's going on here? And then, then just marched in the darkness to this fucking, you hear like, rawr, 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 like, bits of voices, open the door in the shed, and there's about 40 people in it sitting around, like, yeah! Oh my God, very strange.
Class cracking.
And you're just sitting there going, what happened?
I can't keep doing this.
And I was crashing. I was crashing big style. I let up 400 pints.
I was Saturday night there. My God. I just can't do it. I'm too old. None of this get up and go for a fucking swim.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even speak to you after Wednesday, did I?
No, I was up pretty early.
The fuck did you? That's madness.
I had to sleep on the floor. Sambuca, my friend.
Did you sleep?
I slept right.
You're a lunatic.
But I'm one of them.
Do you think that's a skill developed coming up doing stand-up? You could sleep anywhere.
I think that there's definitely something like, because the amount of times you have to sleep on a sofa or you're on a train for.
Yeah. I've had a few weird, like, freezing cold, just about to cry moments. Aye.
Definitely.
I remember being on the, I don't know who was in the bed, it might have been you, on the floor at the foot of the bed in Terry Key's old house.
I was in beside you.
Freezing. And we were like, just, can I suck your dick for once?
I nearly got fornicated by the fucking cage fighter, wasn't it?
Can I
leave this room? No. Give Daddy a kiss.
Not with my grip strength, you can't.
Charlene, I don't want to give Daddy a kiss.
Which one of these women's my daddy? it's fucking, I don't know how you did it. On three pillows, three large.
And a yoga mat.
I don't know.
I'd like a light. Like a fucking light.
That's unbelievable. oh Jesus, that was a good night though. I thought. I think Lovery's getting good.
Definitely is. It's class. It's nice to be like, because you don't mind trying stuff out on it as well.
Yeah, that's,
don't mean they're quite a good audience in the sense that a lot of places that want you fucking polished and crisp, and but they kind of know the crack.
It's been a while since I did a bit of stand up that was new that I went, oh, that's good. That's a keeper.
Aye.
Like I can remember when I just stopped doing all that old material, and decided to write new stuff. The first, like, 20 minutes of, I can remember because Paul Curry was gigging, and I think you were emceeing. Do you remember doing that? Emceeing Paul Curry at Lavery's. And the first, like, 20 minutes of stuff I wrote was all fucking dynamite. Just kept it as it was. I was like, that's great. And haven't written it since.
I had that, like, last week.
You try a load of shit and you're like, I don't know if any of that's
good. Where was I in the Empire 2 weeks ago, actually? And I tried a couple of new bits in there, and they went down a fucking storm. And then when I tried to do them again, the next gig I was at, it was just, it just didn't fucking work.
It's weird, that.
It was my own fault for not recording it. Like, no, it was that, it was, but dicks. It was that fucking whole heavy petting thing.
I like him.
Where my mum was all, do you know a bit of heavy petting thing? Yeah. And it was all that sort of like, it shouldn't be called that. Because it's confusing. Because you definitely don't pet them.
Yeah.
And if you certainly don't do it heavily.
Yeah. It's a gentle caress.
And I was like, that's the only type of porn that don't make. And I've Googled it.
Heavy petting.
Yeah. No one's have to clear their search history of like BBW heavy petting. Girl on girl heavy petting kind of stuff.
Do you want to watch porn bloopers?
Not right now. We'll do it after. No, I think we can do better than that.
Oh my god, remember that? I think we can do better than that. Yeah. And then a packet of fucking Haribo falls out of her shitter.
I showed that to my new girlfriend within the first week of us seeing each other.
Where did you find it?
You sent me it, and then I googled it, because I knew what it was.
I think you can... What did you type?
I think we could do better than that XXX.
Fucking hell. That got a bit out of hand, that... I said that I was drunk. I got
it out of hand.
Got a bit out of hand at Lavery's there, didn't it?
The drinky poos?
Just drink, yeah. Just
went. It wasn't even that bad, though. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, but it went from naught to like...
Bend these quick, the closing.
Bending over a tray of sambucas. Which I had to remind him of the next day. I was like, didn't need them sambucas? And he's like, what sambucas? I was like, the tray you bought? And he goes, oh fuck. And I did a buy it. I was like, six. And he goes, oh Jesus.
Sambuca like. Begley had a wee tipple right enough like.
He was blasted. Oh, fuck. He almost got ejected by me.
That was hilarious.
I had to walk over and go, what do you fuck up? I was like, honestly, can you not realise that you're the only one going, well, I'm fucking...
And Coyne brought a woman.
Do you know what? He took his top knot out as he was coming in the flat. He was going to slag him. And then he took it off and they looked like a no harm to him traveller. You know what I mean? They got that slick weird traveller hair. Can't wait to get married. Fucking ride this one.
This is my sister and my wife. Same person.
Brian. Gypsies, big fat gypsy bastards. But then we were sitting there and we bumped into, what's his name? Niall Collins.
No.
Or as his Facebook would just tell you,
Jude.
He said that was for
tax purposes.
Not tax, in case his work, try and find him.
Mm.
And he's out slinging dick. Good call. Which he seems to be doing. Every time you bump into
him. Regularly, aye.
How many times have you ran into him, we just win? Just,
yeah.
Sly dog.
Fair play to him.
I can't believe I give his name out here.
I know.
Online.
In case he's probably got a girlfriend and she doesn't know what he's doing.
I can't believe it. Well, he's out laying pipe.
And everybody.
Everybody in the club getting dicks.
Even buck me a wee bit. Just a wee bit.
So we're sitting there and one of the bar staff / managers at the old Lavery's walks over. Do you remember? For the fucking Prosecco.
Don't remember that bit.
Why you not remember
I was out smoking.
He came over with a, just opened. You could tell it was all like, you know, cold and frosty. Just popped it open. Some guy bought it and then gave off and then got fucked out. So there's a brand new bottle of like fizzy shit. It tastes like shite, like, but... yeah, he just came over like six cups and was like, help yourself, lads.
Paid for it all?
And I was... Yeah, that guy paid for it. Twice that happened to me this week. Didn't have to pay for that. Went into Argos, bought a thing, went, mate, can I get a bag? And he goes, do you know what? The last guy bought a bag, paid for it, and didn't take it. And I went,
free bag.
Not only did I get wine free this week,
but free 5p bag, bye.
Big one, too.
Fucking big 10p one, big 10p one.
I was, but he gave it to me for nothing.
Fucking hell, that's like,
big enough to use his bin bag.
That's a bargain, mate.
Or a raincoat. Dunno.
That's what you want, too. Like, you want a bag, you can put other bags in. Peter Kay, joke.
Is it?
Mm.
It's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
I had a comment on a video the other day. Someone said you're like the Scottish Peter Kay.
Seen that?
I'll take that.
Mm. All day. All day!
The Scottish Peter Kay. I don't know. It's just too many wrongs there.
Big time. Fuck Peter Kay.
He's not a comedian anymore. He was and then he just stopped.
Aye.
There's only so like, many things. Eventually, if all you're doing is remembering shit, you're going to run out of shit.
There was that thing that he did, like, the first time he ever did, the first DVD I ever seen of him, the way he did that fucking biscuit bit. Dip me! I remember that being one of the first times I laughed outrageously out loud on my own. When I was about 15. Maybe younger.
I very rarely laugh that hard at stand-up. Very rarely.
I'll be the odd one that really fucking... Although, to be honest, I've listened to that Patrice O'Neill album, Mr. P. I would say at least 50 times. and the Tolu bit.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
It's brilliant. Just because it's like made up, yeah. Basically.
Tolu and Associates!
Sitting here with a Robert and a fucking...
A Ralph and a Brian and a Jenny. Tolu and Associates. I hate that name!
I love when he goes, to drop the N-bomb, but he only says what happened. Yeah. I fucking hate that name! Goofy African parents!
Oh. The same shit. Patrice, do you know the girl's name?
Oh my god, man. Do you know the clip of that big stupid laugh that he does? Like, meh!
Yeah.
Do you know what's happening there?
No.
There's a guy that they used to get on Opie and Anthony. I think he's a bit mentally tatted. Mentally retarded. And the guy used to just get him to drop his cocks, right? And they would, like Jim Norton, who's a fucking pervert anyway, would sit and talk to him like, oh, you got a girlfriend? Oh, he's got those big slappy tits and all. And the guy would just get a root. Just get a root, yeah, in front of them all. And then they would just, like, stop talking about this girlfriend, start talking about, like, the Jets or something, like some fucking football team or something. And then we start talking about that. And his dick would just go down like that. And then it was like, yeah, they got a terrible defense this year. And all. But anyway, what about this guy? You got a shaving vagina and all? We just start going like that. Call it like the up and down. I heard the full thing, like the up and down game. And then just Patrice would be just watching it. And then, because before that, he'd say something like, this is the stupidest shit that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, probably Maxie sitting here. And then they start talking about his girlfriend again. He gets a root and he just. Because apparently it just happens like in a couple of seconds. He just goes, shunk. Flaccid.
I love how that kind of dick. Mine does a very sort of blood pumping into it effect. It's been cranked up. And then it's up for hours.
Do you want to play that Patrice O'Neill laugh?
All of it?
For the guys here?
For the boys and girls at home?
Patrice O'Neill. Some of the shit I've googled. This has to be the funniest shit I've... Isn't it amazing how you can hear someone laugh and then you start laughing your balls off at the same time? Hold on. I would love to. I really want to see that guy's dick because he's cutting down. It's the worst fucking
point, stupid head cunt.
Up and down game with.
Yeah, but you know
although there was, do you remember, he is the king, like, isn't he?
Oh, he's fucking brilliant.
Do you remember what the fuck we never figured out sitting in McDonald's car park laughing?
Oh, fuck.
Something? What was that all about?
I know, I can't remember that either. I remember, did you get close to it at one point? Isn't that a point where you said something?
Isn't that something about, like,
did he say something along the lines of...
It was like something like licking your mouth the way out or something.
It wasn't that, was it? It was not something to do with her fanny was so wet, her fanny was so big it licked me back. Or something like that. It was really highbrow stuff, guys, at home. Yeah. Really, really classy.
But when you're eating a fucking McDonald's at 3 in the morning...
Cheese,
was,
fucking mozzarella sticks come out your nose.
Mozzarella? I'm not sure what the fuck is in the middle of that. Here, have you seen this Dapper Laughs thing?
I tried to watch about 30 seconds of it, and then I just fucking...
I wouldn't even bring myself to watch it.
Aye. They've got a petition going to get it sort of...
To get it cancelled, yeah.
Remember you showed... Didn't you send me a clip of him, like, fucking ages ago doing stand-up, and it was just shit? Like, it was really...
Do you want to live criticise his stand-up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dapper Laughs, bitch!
And then afterwards we'll play a clip of me and you just going, we're brilliant.
Here's the thing, right? It's too late to get a cut. It's already on.
Aye.
It's the person who seen it and went, you know, that's great. That's really great. Right, here we go.
Oh, look at that. Proper fancy and professional, just like me. You got the schlong in, yeah? I'm just being a bit of a rascal and, the tour now, and I thought, fuck it, we're with fucking knickers.
Nixon threw knickers at him.
I'd put them in my pocket, but I think I'd have to crack them in half. The transition from...
He's just not a likeable guy.
It really isn't, like...
And messing around and having a laugh to the tour has been...
Like, if you said that, you'd piss yourself.
Because I ain't paying money to go and see that. The most awkward thing...
What did he say there?
...on the stage and do a six-second sex secret. Because I ain't paying money to go and see that. The most awkward thing for me about sex is condoms, right? Fuck condoms, you know what I'm saying? There's one woman down the front that hates condoms. Riddled. The actual stuff people shout out.
He just looks like a fucking amateur, like it.
He does. See that thing of like really being like put off by any noise in the room?
Right.
So we go like, oh, I cannot. What would you say? Yeah. Oh, this one. Oh, she said. Oh, she's eating crisps.
He just.
This one, huh?
That was the thing when you sent me out. I think you sent me out a clip ages ago, and I didn't watch. You know, as soon as you watch it, you go, that's like a fucking open micer.
Yeah, like. Yeah, stumbling like through his shit. Like, he's just got, like, the shittest night. Let me see what's next here, hold on.
The show is ridiculous. What's that? Team Bareback! Yes! Good lads, stay away from him. I was only joking, brother. I think the best one we had was some geezer shouted out, what was it? Winter, you going on EastEnders? I'll just give it some, like, you know, when's your mum going on Babe Station?
Great.
Jesus Christ.
You've got to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Right, what's
up? When's your mum going on the fucking...
This is like, to me, that's like a somebody playing a prank, because he came out of fucking nowhere. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like... Was it fine?
Yeah.
Because I thought he was just some cunt.
He would go up and say stuff, but it was like 6 second videos. Now, if that was like some sort of character or something, it would be funnier. But it's because it's like that's what he's actually like. He's a cunt.
Yeah.
And he's, you know.
But who's paying in this? Like, what sort of fucking retard wants to?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I seen a video the other day, and Maury knew the name of it. Some fucking, it's like the YouTube festival.
Aye.
Like Comic Con, but for YouTube people. You know, and they get this. Fair enough, it was some girl who does vines, but she's actually quite funny. And she's like, oh my god, she turns around with the phone. There's about fucking 3,000 people. And like,
Jesus Christ.
Losing their mind. And you're like, what the... And they're all 12. Like, you're like, what the fuck is going on with people? That you know, like... That's what does it for
them.
It's fucking... It's crazy. Like, people just don't have the sort of attention span for anything. Like I would take a clip out of that hack job thing.
Yeah.
Put it up on the Buy the Blender thing. Not from YouTube. Because people won't even click the link to YouTube anymore. So you have to put it straight to Facebook. And the difference, just even between that and linking it, is crazy.
Really, yeah?
I could link the video and I would get about 4 likes and there's about 70,000 people on that site.
Aye.
Put it straight on Facebook. Instantly, just fucking 100 likes, aye. 200 likes. People sharing it.
I've actually seen that one of the Mike McGoldrick, the hangover tales from the last hack job.
Yeah.
Up on Facebook. And it was like fucking 7,500 views on it.
Yeah.
And on YouTube there was barely 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. People will sit having a shit scrolling through Facebook and as they pass it, it'll play.
Aye.
And then you hit the button to hear it. So it's much easier to do that than go follow the link. Changes up and all that shit.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, all those cunts like, it breeds, I don't know, there's just this generation that I've like, there's some wee Irish guy, I think he's from Dublin. Head on him like a fucking cartoon. Have you ever seen this guy? And he like talks about like, you know, people are asking me how I do my fucking hair and I do, you know, and it's like cringe party like. But it's got so many hits because people are going, the state of this cunt.
Aye.
No one's going, oh, this is hilarious. Look at this shit. He's just like a personality on Facebook now.
Fucking hell.
There's no substance to it. There's no real purpose.
Aye.
And then, oh fuck, driving that. You would imagine you have to give something back. Like,
aye.
It has to be funny, or an attempt to be funny, or something. But there's people that are just like, oh, it's called the Pointless Blog, and they just follow some cunt.
That's what I'm losers don't fucking know.
Sit at home watching it, going, oh god, I would love to have this lifestyle. But, you know, bear in mind, it's all fake.
I just fucking...
Do you know what I mean? You could give the impression that your life was exciting.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? And there's plenty of people on fucking Facebook that do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could be going, guys, on the way to fucking the Empire to do a gig. Yeah. Going, here's the stage. Here's me getting a coffee. Or you could just not film that. It's just your life.
Just live.
Yeah. See what I mean? You could really talk that up to be fucking, you know, oh, I'm going to Tesco's, going to make a fucking dinner.
Yeah. So I think Snapchat's definitely the worst one of those now for me. I used to like it because it was good crack just to pull a stupid face and be like, eh, and I'll draw loads of dicks coming on your face. But now it's like, you go to people's stories. You go to people's stories and it's just fucking constantly like, it was like dinner. Oh, look where I am. Oh, going to work. Yeah. Oh, look, it's raining. Oh,
well. It's boring as fuck.
There's times I've seen people like having nights out and it's like, you know, it's like a 10 second thing.
Yeah.
And you go on that, like, you go on to their, like, their story and it's 220 seconds. Of like videos and photos of them out, and you're like, how in the name of fuck have you been enjoying yourself?
But they're not even kept, are they?
Aye, it just disappears.
That's pointless. We were in I was talking to Shane in fucking Starbucks the other day, and this wee girl came over like, are you fucking Barry Blender? And I was like, if it makes this interaction quicker, aye, yes. And meanwhile, when I ordered the fucking coffee, the guy just went, Barry the Blender, some gay fella. Oh,
fuck's sake.
Didn't take your name or anything. I only put people there, like, was right. That for you? Is it Barry the Blender? And it sucked my dick, but
it never gets comfortable.
But then the guy was like, can I get a Snapchat? And I was like, yeah, what's the point of that?
Aye.
Really?
Just
don't even say anything, just walks away, and you're like, alright, that's a cool story. For you to put up and someone go, I seen him in fucking a nightclub in Ballycastle and he said the words, do you not even know who I am?
Like, you tried to get the VIP, but we were there for fucking December 17th birthday, but it was really your 18th.
I'm sure it was only £30 to stand behind the rope, wasn't it? Got a free glass of what we thought was Prosecco, turns out it was Sedona.
Couldn't get him, went home.
Swam to Rathlin.
It's fucking, I'm so glad, like the worst I ever got is you might get the odd, there's Mike Litters, or the, there's, what do you call you, Mike Vagina? That was brilliant, that one.
Mike Vagina.
But like,
there's old Barry, not funny, yeah. Had that in Filthies.
Fuck.
In a place I didn't even want to fucking be. And the guy walked past four times before he grew the bag to do it.
Do you know what I was talking about the other day? Remember the time we were in Subway, and the guy was like, are you Barry the Blender? And I straight away just went, nah, but he gets this all the time. And you just didn't like react or anything. You're just like, bah. And I was like, seriously, he's constantly getting. And the bloke behind the counter was fucking genuinely upset. Like,
yeah.
You're the spinner, Barry the Blender. Like, I really thought I had met Barry the Blender. We're eating our sandwich. He was like, are you sure you're not Barry the Blender? He probably follows at the door, though. Barry, are you sure? Promise me you're not. Oh, fuck.
That one, you're like, whatever. The odd time when it's like a Bestie McDay thing, you go, oh, hello.
Aye.
And then if someone says something about a podcast, you're like, mate, do you want to go for pints?
Aye,
mate?
Come on, that's right now. I was the type, like, I don't get that sort of, on any fucking way, shape, or form, the same as you, but that time me and fucking Louise went for dinner, and the fucking staff were like, can we get a photo to put on our Facebook page? Just if you've been in here, and I was like, can we get a fucking free dessert or something, knocked off the bill? No!
Oh, right.
Just coming over, like, interrupting your, like, on a first date. Even,
I thought there was just that person wanted a photo.
No, it was the staff of the fucking thing to put up in their.
Oh, gruesome.
And like you're standing there, people fucking eating their dinner and you're like,
I know.
Smile.
I talked about this before. I went for quite a fancy dinner with Maureen's family.
Aye.
And the guy was all, hello, sir, would you like blah blah? And they waited right to the end. And he was like, Lord, give us a fucking. 2 seconds before he's like, sir, would you require black pepper?
Aperitif.
The lamb shank is braised and blah blah. Lord, give us a fucking out of photo, you baldy fucking stupid cunt. You're only a comedian, you're nothing.
Barry, not funny, mo.
Come on, you big dopey. Fucking, you're not wise. Me and the boys right at the back sniffing bleach and we're like, yeah, make that wise.
Do you make it all up yourself?
Who writes your jokes? Is it that wee spastic you work with?
Tell you who should be a comedian. Him.
A spastic Brian over there, he should be a fuck. Look at his wee feet.
I was a fucking. Where the fuck was I the other week? So we started telling my jokes. And I'm too fucking nice to.
Just tell him to shut up.
Yeah. And I end up trying to think of jokes. And you know, they'll listen to your joke purely so they can tell you another one. And you're just like, why did I even engage in this now? I'm here for the next fucking 25 minutes.
As I'd say.
I just want to know, is it infected? Or is it going to be alright?
Can I purchase these before they go on a date? Teresa? Oh, fuck. I remember outside Auntie Alex or something once, and this girl was like, can I get it? Like, I was blocked and they were blocked her.
Aye.
She was like, can I get a photo? And I don't know why I said it. I was like, yeah, if you must or something. I was half joking. Aye. And she was like, if I must? Oh, really? Oh.
Aye.
Oh. And then took it anyway.
Oh, fuck.
It's a shame that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame you're like that.
Get a photo of me.
It's a shame you're like that. I'll take a photo. Silly cunt, right?
Bastards.
Anyway, fuck Dabber Laughs.
Yeah.
Although, it's at the point now we were like, is he getting so much stick he's going to kill himself?
Hopefully.
It's a bit of a...
Is it getting that bad?
It's a fucking...
I've seen comedians doing like fucking...
There's a petition to get his thing stopped. Like, get a show pulled off the air and all that shit. But it's kind of like... It seems like... Now, I know this is rich coming from me. But, like, it seems like he made vines and stuff. And then someone was like, mate, you're going to have to do live shows because that's how...
That's how you make the money.
That's how you make the money.
Aye.
And he's just kind of like...
Just doing it.
It's not really even stand-up. It's just standing on a stage, shouting some insults.
But even his vines are fucking like... Yo, she loves you, and it's a nun. Like, yeah. Brilliant, mate.
Yeah. I smell bacon. There's a fucking police woman, but, you know.
It's fucking... I can understand why maybe people thought it was a character, because at 26 seconds, you'll get enough time to go, he's a cunt there.
Yeah, but it's mildly entertaining.
Right.
It's not fun.
But it's not like Chris D'Elia's vines. It's like, and head's too big for your head. Head's too big for your head.
Yeah, but he's a real comedian
outside of it, yeah.
He's a real comedian who's fucking about.
It's that, so why is
that guy probably sits, like me and you're sitting now with a book, and I'm like, I wonder if I was to walk up to, you know what I mean? Like, planning lines out his head, just. Fucking. I don't know, it just seems pointless.
Aye. I just don't belong in this world.
Oh, man. Fuck that guy. What about the guy from Derry who is, in ISIS? Do you hear about that?
I didn't get reading it, like, but...
The guy, he was arrested.
Al Akbar, he? Oh, fucking death to all the infidels now. Fuck that there.
I can't do a Derry accent. I've lived there for fucking 4 years.
Death to the West, hey?
Death to the water side.
Osama Doherty. Did you say death to the water side? And just now we've got to the terrorist type video from Osama Doherty.
Gone.
Sitting in a cave somewhere in Chantelle.
Gone, shove your poppies up your home. Can you imagine that? Like, I always said the white ones are the scariest ones.
Aye, not anymore.
The ones you're able to turn are the ones that are the fucking scariest. He was arrested with having received like weapons training in Syria.
Aye. Did he fly from Derry Airport?
What are you doing in Syria? Fag run.
5,000 B&H.
For Abdullah who runs the fucking... Is it Frankie? What do you call that place?
Frankie Ramsey's? No, Frankie Ramsey. What the fuck? What?
The wee cafe place in Derry.
Aye. You need fags in there, can you? Remember Pete's? Down the bottom of the Ford Arts, down Lawrence Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking leaping.
Single fags and sausage roll baps. They love us. I've never seen that anywhere else.
Neither have I. Do you ever go to, was it Sarah's in Derry? In down Argyle Street? Or top Argyle Street? Ever going in there one time, like doing a bap run for loads of us? Like
bap
fucking
run.
A bap run. It was like my turn to go to the
gym. No, bap run.
But I went up and like, ordered whatever, and I had like about $2.70 on me. And I looked up at the price board, it was like $2.70 for Sasha and Beckenbap. I'm like, fucking deadly. So your woman goes, I was like, is it Sasha and Beckenbap as well? And so that's £3. And I was like, I've only $2.70. I thought that was. Anyway. So she's a big fucking bandage on her hand. Put her hand into the bap and took the bacon out and just gave me it. The sausage's in it. I was like, I can eat that anyway. But I never felt more
disgusted. Derry's like good, but it's shit.
Aye,
isn't it?
I love it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking good, but it's shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, but there is something hilarious about that.
Brilliant, like,
I did a Facebook thing the other day. It's got more likes than anything I've ever liked done ever. Did you see it?
No.
It was just an old status. I wrote, come on, mate. Honest to God, isn't it crazy how there's a guy from Derry that's been charged with possessing a grenade with intent to endanger life and receiving weapons training in Syria? And someone just goes, it's London, Derry.
Bin Laden, Derry?
I think Bin Laden probably would have frowned on the shit ISIS are doing. Go on, mate. Mate, please. I can't even.
I'm going to poke.
Going to bloody mop it up. There is blood everywhere.
Who would this cunt? I ain't. Oh, fuck on that. I love the stuff you're doing. I love your stuff, mate.
Tell Decky.
Long white robe and a pair of Deodoro trainers.
Celtic top. Celtic socks. There's something funny with those boys burning the poppies and all the death to the West soldiers fucking die and all that shit. And you're like, sweet Nike trainers, you fucking.
Aye.
Are you filming that on your iPhone, you weirdo?
I'll talk to you later on, buy some. Fucking brilliant.
What a fucking lunatic. Oh. I'm sweating my nose.
I just blew my lung out laughing there.
Decky. There has been a grenade gone missing. Decky!
I swear to you, fuck, I want me. Only pardon. Oh, Christ. No. Brilliant.
Lunatic. He should do a bit of stand up with it.
Yeah. I'm fucking ready with a gold for tomorrow night in the Empire. 9:30.
I can't do the accent, so I just might have to leave it. We'll do some questions. Since 400,000 of them. Let's roll through the Twitter ones. You bastard. Would you rather eat curried yogurt or a big gay cake? I clearly have eaten everything I've come across.
I'd be dipping the cake in the curry.
I'd be doing it. Big gay cake. I was thinking when that whole thing came out, it was sort of like, obviously you're allowed to sort of say whatever you want and have your own beliefs and whatever. What confused me was why you're like, but it's business, why would you not just fucking...
Well, you'd not just fucking do it, like,
you know, everyone that works a job where, like, some cunt comes in, you'd love to just be able to go, get the fuck out. Or something like that. But you just do it anyway, because exactly. It's your job.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Bun-making cunt.
But now
they're trying to, like, sue them, and you're like, but they didn't really do anything, you know what I mean?
Well, there is that. I think that's the other side of it, too. You're kind of going,
it's a bit novish to, you know, to fucking turn someone away because it was a gay thing.
Aye.
That, no matter I think, what you believe, yeah. Just do it, mate. But, like... it just seems like too much. You're like, well, does that mean you're not allowed to say shit now? You know what I mean?
There is that fucking, it's a complicated one. I suppose it's complicated. It's like, if it was me, we go, do you know what, they're a bunch of cunts, put it up on Facebook, these cunts did this.
Yeah.
Fair enough, fucking boycott it or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time to go, right, now we've really annoyed you, we've hurt your fucking, everybody knows you're a bunch of cunts. We also want money for it.
Yeah.
Over a cake. Like, you can go and just fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck them. Go somewhere else. Don't let them know you.
Yeah, exactly. It's taking it a bit too far. Fucking queers. Right. Queer is a totally different thing to gay. But who's to blame for the blame game being shit? People of Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
It's probably not even the producers, is it?
No, I don't know. Because I've done the blame game and it's actually quite well done.
Yeah.
I think I was actually watching this morning. I think
you're trying to talk about shit in this country, which is boring. Exactly. That's why it's shit.
you kind of you do sort of get that point where you're going, the audience that BBC Northern Ireland write for are going to be dead in 2 years. Like,
yeah. And so are the people they're performing.
Yeah.
Us included.
Exactly.
Are you doing the blame?
No, I'm not on the show, I don't think. But the thing is, I like it, but it's like, because I've done, like, you do panels with, like, Monumental, it's really heavily formatted and stuff like that, whereas the Blame Game's like, right, let's just fucking wring as many jokes out as possible.
Yeah. No, I don't mind the Blame Game.
Yeah.
I think it's totally, the thing that annoys me, I don't actually, like, people tend to fall in this thing where they go, why is all this stuff on BBC and all shit? And you're going, it's just not for you.
Aye.
Some of it is shit, but you're going, it's just because that's all it is.
Aye.
There's no reason why, like, there is obviously a crowd for, like, the hole in the wall gang, political types shit.
Exactly.
There are people who love that.
Yeah. There are people who love Dapper Laughs.
People love Dapper Laughs. But, like, there needs to be more of a range of shit.
Yeah.
You know, they can't just be like, well, that's our comedy covered because we've done the Blame Game.
But that's why they're running that, because their budget's been so fucking...
I will raise was telling me that...
The comedy comes under entertainment now, it's not even a comedy department.
Yeah.
Everywhere else in the UK has
a specific comedy thing. But, like, Ray was telling me the money that they're getting for, like, full series of shit isn't, like, money 2 years ago you would have got for one episode.
Aye.
And by the time it's over, the only reason they're doing it is for TV coverage for live shows.
Aye.
None of them are making money at all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry to pop the bubble there, guys.
Oh, shit.
See when Sean Hegarty was talking to David Mead, he was talking about TV pilots in America, and he goes, a pilot alone is life changing money.
Aye.
Because you'll get about 200 grand.
Yeah. With a pilot here, you do for
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think when I did the pilot for Monumental, I think I got 50 quid for that.
Where was that? Was that a live thing?
Yeah, we did the live pilot in, fuck, what do you call the wee? It's across from Students Union, Queens. Do you know to the right of it? Is that wee sort of like old.
No.
No, it wasn't there. It was a Crescent Art. I'm talking shit.
Alright. It's fucked up. Next question. What's your all-time favourite Christmas present growing up? Mine was probably getting a Game Boy Color. No one cares about Julia. I'm only joking, man. Thanks.
I remember getting that. It was like one of those guns that you pull the trigger and it would go and make all the different noises. But it was massive, right? Yeah. And it had a sword come out the back of it. And you press the wee trigger and the sword went ching, ching, ching. It's class.
I can't remember. Did you ever get, was your house like one of those you walk in, the place was covered in presents?
Not really, no.
Nah. Our house was never like a big sort of, when you go around like your mate's house and they're like, I got a scrambler.
Aye.
And a quad in case I didn't know which one to get.
Aye.
9 skateboards, a water Game Boy, and a wax that's a calculator.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck's going on?
I got a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can remember going to pick out a bike once.
Aye.
In what felt like March, and by the time I fucking got it, it was like Christmas.
Aye.
And I was just absolutely creaming it to get the bike. Big into bikes and BMX and shit when I was a kid.
Remember getting a pair of rollerblades that had no brakes and a wee fucking trick bar in the middle of the wheels? There was no need for the trick bar. there was a need for the brakes.
Do a trick, mommy.
You didn't.
One foot in the ground while you sit in the seat.
Going down a hill.
I must say, like, I was never really had a fairly active childhood.
Aye.
And then it all fell to shit.
Remember getting the PlayStation 2, actually? Like, and that Christmas, I had asked my mom for a guitar. I was like, seriously, there's a cheap guitar in Index.
Yeah.
I was like, get me a guitar. I want to learn how to play guitar.
Did you look at the guitar in the book and then flick to the women in their underwear?
Oh, of course.
Where you could see a bit of bush through the lace.
Oh, of course. And,
one of the days, mate.
You wouldn't get out of it.
You'd have to shave and fuck into the woods.
That's it. Right down to the green. My mom got me a PlayStation 2 instead of the guitar. Well, and the guitar and a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And the guitar just got fucked. That's the guitar that's in your garage in your mom's house.
Oh, yeah.
Fucked under the stairs. It was like fucking James Bond. Did it.
I had a PlayStation 1 that I bought secondhand off a fella that was in school that was selling it. And I had it for about a day and then sold it again.
Aye.
Just
not interested.
Not interested in it. Thought I wanted it, got it. Was like, what the fuck is this piece of shit?
That's probably, like, I got rid of my Xbox months ago, like. But,
do you miss it? What have you got?
No, there? To be honest, I don't have anything.
It's so dull.
Because it really, it's kind of like, I find myself sticking a game on.
and then 4 hours later being like, fuck, I have done nothing.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of forcibly get rid of it to be in some way, shape or form active.
Yeah. It's fucking mad.
Because if you're in the house all day doing this job and you have a PlayStation or an Xbox, you're going to kill some zombies, like.
Yeah. Do some jiu-jitsu.
Mm.
Go for the crack.
I might do.
It would be such good crack, like.
I feel like I need to fucking get myself in shape before I can go, because I'll get murdered, like.
But
how do you make a young jiu-jitsu? His neck fell off.
Yeah, but you don't really do... If you don't want to do anything... You're not going to do anything crazy.
Mm.
The worst you're going to do is, like, roll with someone, but they're not going to... They're going to know that you're shite.
Aye.
They're not going to be like, I'm going to fucking get in there quick and strangle this cunt. They'll lie on their back and you'll go to do something and then you'll be on your back. And then you go, that's enough for me.
Don't like it no more.
And then you go walk around the corner to barbecue and eat the fuck. when you lads back at Mason's need some laughter about this bitch to fuck.
When are we back? 5th of December?
4th, I think. I'm there on
4th. You're right, you're
the 4th. You're not emceeing the next one?
No, I'm with you. I'm emceeing, no. No. Peter's emceeing that one. I'm on...
You said that, no, like, no, fuck.
No, I couldn't remember when the fuck I'm on. 5th of December.
Right. 5th of December, then, it is. Is it the 5th of December?
Or 4th of December, sorry.
4th of December, I'll be doing Masons. Mickey's going to be emceeing. And Harim of all motherfuckers are going to be on too. We'll stay up and party, will we?
Yes. What's the thumping jellyfish?
BTW. What date did I give you for Lavery's?
3rd.
Is it?
Mm. Is it?
No, it was the one after that, was it not?
I think you're right. Because I think I'm doing the Empire in the second. So
do you want to do your full show up there, do you? No, I'm joking. Mickey will be headlining Lavery's on the 20... Nope. I want to say... Right, what fucking date is it? Jesus fuckery. 17th of December.
Aye.
You up for that?
Yeah.
You're right.
Doing our wee run up the last show, couldn't
I? You could, huh? Get it fleshed out. Speaking of fleshed out, my balls are like a pack of...
I don't even chat to them.
Chicken thighs right now. Right, let's go through these questions. Dapper laughs, comedy or cunt? Cunt.
Yep.
Just, he's in the wrong game. Rebecca McCluskey, will Mickey go with me? To which I replied, has he not tried already? And he said he asked me out for a drink last Christmas, still waiting.
So I, Rebecca, have been snapped up by an old woman.
I thought you liked lapping the old clams anyway, Rebecca.
I know, I thought you were a little muff diver, you know?
Yeah.
In fairness, so it is winter time and mine does get very small.
Yeah.
So it would be the same thing.
You're not sifting through the old fishy candy floss, Rebecca?
No, the old cod Brillo pad.
Snuggling the old ham fjord.
The blurt locker. No.
Not playing the old.
Rory Woods' joke where we Gwen Stefani and you're fucking tired doing it.
You had about 20 of them in the barrel too. Fanny DeVito.
Fanny DeVito. That was brilliant.
There was a load of them. He's the kid. He's like.
He loves a pun.
He's like king of the puns without being a pun guy.
Aye.
Does that make sense? Helen Larvin, would you take roids? Probably.
You sell them?
If it was like... You know, like if...
For a skin condition?
Like if I had an operation on my knee or something and I was like, I'm going to take fucking roids so I can build this shit back up. I probably would. Not a crazy, like, lethal dose, but whatever. Brian McIntosh, what's the best tackle you've ever received? Many times have we answered that.
No.
Still the taxi one for me. Does anyone have a number for a taxi?
Oh, mine is still, I think, the woman came up right up the front of the stage and went, you're not that funny. Nobody else heard her.
That's for sharking.
There was that one too, aye.
Benny Noir, any news and any news coming to Edinburgh? You doing the Berg next year?
Thinking about it, I'll probably start looking at it the next couple of weeks about applying for stuff.
How early do you apply for shit?
I don't know, but I'm going to apply for the same one I had last year just to...
Class if we were in the same one, wouldn't it?
No.
Because if Ray's looking to go or do another show, I'm not sure if I would want it to be a paid one.
Aye, I wouldn't do a paid one.
One of those cooler places where you can...
Definitely.
What's your opinion on Daniel Sloss and Tom Stage's new Kickstarter project? Muff, similar sort of thing to Hackjob. I don't think it's similar at all.
Very different.
Also, I think... I don't like those Kickstarter things.
I don't really know much about them. I think those two working together would be a fucking brilliant idea. Because they do a lot of writing together and stuff. So yeah, I don't really care for
them doing show type stuff.
I think we'd burn it. I think that's kind of why I wanted to start writing Blood, Mud and Beer again.
They should just have a documentary following Tom Stead. That's what they should have, rather than trying to write shit.
But you know what? I think it's interesting too. Like, it's back to why they're having to do that.
Yeah,
because... In fact, talking about fucking TV and comedies, did you touch on the Andrew Lawrence thing and all that sort of stuff before? Have you talked about that? Anybody even fucking know what happened. But like, the way BBC and all they're making now is panel shows.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap as fuck. So, there's not an awful lot else happening. And I think whenever you see that sort of, you know, it's fine to be dirty if you're Mrs. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it looks like they're doing this thing where it's going to be controversial. Like, not for the sake of being controversial, but it's one of those, like, this will never get on TV.
Yeah.
But I reckon it'll still be fucking funny. So I think it could be quite an important fucking step forward for the UK comedy scene. Or it could be shit. Don't fuck it up, guys.
I know. Making stuff by yourself. Could you imagine
that? I know.
Could you imagine
having to?
Cunts. Kickstarter project. Although it's with Broken Blonde, the guys filming it. The guys that film me at the Fringe.
Oh, yeah? Good bunch of lads.
Lovely lads. If you were in ancient Rome, would you be gladiators or slaves?
I'd be calling slave.
I could be on a chain.
Yeah. I love him.
I love him. Offer Dan Watson a square go in public. Nah, he wouldn't turn up. He'd be late. You look like you're gagging for a raping in that picture. That's a joke that refers back to the old... That's what Dapper Laugh said to some girl in the crowd. Did you hear that?
Did
he? He said one of the lines was, you're gagging for a raping or something. Which I shared that as well and said, I've said this too, but it was to a 40-year-old man.
I hate Dapper Laugh now.
You're gagging for a raping. But again, that sort of thing, like it happens so many times with like Dave Chappelle or Daniel Tosh and all that shit, where they fucking... They show the clip of them saying the joke and everyone fucking laughs. And you're going, in that context, at that moment, it was hilarious.
Aye.
On paper.
Disgusting.
3 days later.
Aye.
When everyone's outraged, it doesn't work. Do you know what I mean? Retards. Surely they would just, I hate that. Did he go too far? Has he finally crossed the line? Is this too much? It's too much for about 5 fucking minutes till everyone forgets about it.
Aye.
Cunts. What do you think of Avenged Sevenfold? Never listened to them in my life.
It's a band, is it?
Yeah. It's cold in here, isn't it? It's getting that cold.
Oh.
Where's the... Did you put up a thing too?
I don't see any questions on my Facebook here.
I got this, motherfuckers. Peter E. Davidson, who do you blame for, oh shit, wrong show? Mate, someone already did that wee joke there, Peter Davidson. Peter Davidson... Terry McHugh, in Frozen, when the sister finally comes out of the room she has locked herself in, why did nobody go, what the fuck were you doing in there? You spend too many times blaming kids, Terry.
It's quite, have you seen Frozen yet?
No.
It's fucking brilliant.
Why the fuck would I have seen
it's
Frozen?
It's fucking brilliant. That's why, right? There's a fucking snowman who thinks he can wait for summertime to survive. Come Find on. Out things and magic things in summer.
I'll never watch it.
Deadly.
I can't.
You should do. Open your mind a wee bit.
No.
Stop being such a cunt.
No. Definitely not. Daniel Carling, why hasn't Angelina Jolie caught Ebola yet?
Is that a racist thing? I don't answer that question.
You can only get it from eating someone's shit or swapping bodily fluids.
Yeah, licking a bat or something.
So, you know, unless she's fucking shitting in the mouths of all the wee black kids, shit, that's...
You're a dick.
She lives in America, Daniel. Do you know Daniel Carling?
I don't.
You fucking lunatic.
Lunatic, Daniel.
Adam Turkington, spit or swallow?
What about, it depends.
I swallow a lot of meat.
Yeah, it depends on what we're talking about.
I swallow a lot of kebabs.
If it's some sort of pickled brine, I'll be spitting that out. But if it's Coca-Cola, swallow it.
Let's talk dirty, Mick. Aye. Do you prefer the payoff of the visual of just the open spray?
Aye.
Or do you want an enclosed? Like,
no, I don't like the enclosed. I like the sort of
when I'm making a show.
Yeah, not even the making a show. It's like when I'm blowing. But when you're kind of like when you're blowing, you want to be left in charge of it.
Yeah.
Like if there's a swallowing going on, you're sort of going, I want a pig, get off, it's tickling. I like to just come and be left alone.
Yeah. You don't want the suction sort of just it's all locked in.
Yeah.
And you're going.
I mean, if there's going to be swallowing at all, I would appreciate the open mouth awaiting.
Yeah, target.
Yeah. And get all over her nose and in her eyebrow and all. But I don't particularly like just the. I like my dick to be at full majesty when I ejaculate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Two hands. Yeah. You put two hands on it anyway.
Exactly. Just grab it right around the base and just fucking. I don't like the whole idea of. It sort of
create a bit of pressure for extra.
But you only find if you blow your load in someone's mouth, your arse goes down and you kind of fucking do that wee weird flinchy bit, and then your willy just looks small. Do you ever find that? No. Me neither, actually.
I know what you mean. You don't have control of it.
Yeah. You just want to be
like you're on a roller coaster. Yeah.
And you're kind of going, "Is it all out?" Yeah.
You need to get the attack stance.
On top of that, I actually lose respect for women in the swallow come.
Don't know. You talked about this before. You know, if girls just laid out half an uncooked omelet out of their muff and expected you to eat it, you'd be like, bitch,
get the fuck.
I'm gay now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
We're gonna go swallow Collins come.
Here's the decency.
To ask.
The decency to hold me down.
Really did. I'm glad it happened.
Did you see the video from Lurgan the other week? And there was a riot in a fucking kebab shop or something?
What happened? They run out of chips again? Fuck.
No, there was literally some typical Lurgan. I thought they were going to start having machete fights in this fucking takeaway. It looked like an Indian fella giving off the Chinese folk in the thing after a night out. And this guy's going, fucking look at this, baby. Fucking bottles of Coke were flying all over.
Seriously?
Like 2 liters.
Is it on YouTube running or?
I don't know where.
We'll check it out after.
I don't know where I've seen it, but these obviously Indian lads or something shouting at Chinese people.
Aye.
You come down, you eat in my restaurant, and then you fucking bloody blah. Boom! They'd follow Coke. Fuck you! And there's a big guy shouting. And a load of lads is going, fuck sake, mate. Look at that.
It is, mate.
It's mad crack altogether. Favourite takeaways in Lurgan?
Chung's welcome. Amazing.
Kebabish.
Kebab-esque. There's only one of them now.
Son of a bitch. I love when you were saying seeing there best pizzas in the world, but you will get tapeworm.
Oh, why?
And shit yourself.
Where's the place? I can't remember the name of it. Amazing pizzas in Lurgan, and the second you finish the second slice of it, you're going, I should probably
your bring asshole's disabled.
Should probably bring this to the bathroom.
Oh man, is there anything worse than the real shits? You know, when you're like,
aye,
and you're just like, oh. Oh, Jim. Total evacuation.
Total.
Total. Total evacuation.
Have we had an R yet, have we?
Final question. Shane Hughes, do you know that?
Yeah, I know Shane.
Fuck, marry, and kill. Gary Lynch, George Quinn.
Colin Turrell.
Finbar Turrell.
Yeah. Marry George Quinn.
Yeah. I'd have to kill Gary Lynch before he raped anyone else.
I would fuck Colin Turrell, but I'd be afraid of catching something because
he's a busy boy.
He's a brilliant shagger. Not a brilliant shagger. I don't know that. But he's prolific is the word I'm looking for.
Is he a black belt in bucking?
Oh, why? Yellow ends, but I don't want to talk about that.
Right. We've hit an hour and 3 minutes here, Mick, so we'll wrap it up.
Start.
I would like to plug the next Laveries, which is on the 19th.
19th.
Of
November.
November. We've got Chris Kent, who if you haven't seen...
He's a beast. I'm actually going to go watch that.
He's borderline genius, would you say? Incredible. He's great. We also have Sean Hegarty, Paddy McGaghy, the nicest man in comedy.
We're plugging the live podcast on the 26th.
26th of November, me and Mickey are going to do a live podcast. I was actually going to do the news section where we read the... Well, we'll keep it.
Keep it surprise.
where we're going to do a live podcast, it'll be a lot more structured than this and probably a lot funnier. Let's hope. Tickets are like a fiver if you have a student card at the Black Box. Buy the ticket though, get it online, because you don't want to turn up that shithole and there's fucking no seats.
Aye.
Because it's small. That's not, it's like
that's an, small. An, and an, I, to be honest with you, I don't want to do the door.
It's like an intimate wake.
It is. It'll be fun. It'll be, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be good laugh. Something different.
We'll do a bit of stand up in the first half, and then second half we'll do a live podcast, and then we'll drink a load of pints.
No, I actually can't even drink pints that night.
Why?
I'm going to England next morning.
Hashtag fruit.
I know.
Is that the support thing?
No, that's Monday. I go for that. Oh fuck.
What are you doing in England that time? High rolling business.
I'm going over. I'm doing a wee gig in Reading with a Conor Drum, young man I met over in Edinburgh.
Yeah,
fly over to a wee gig and then I'll sit down.
Big dollar, is it?
Nah.
Nah.
Just going for the crack. Just for the band.
I always freak out, you know, when people are like, oh, I just did an out of fucking corporate there for such and such and it was fucking £1,500 or something. You go, what?
Why did nobody fucking phone me?
I wouldn't do it anyway. I got offered one corporate for Christmas.
Did you?
In London.
Who's up for?
The guy who's making the ad for his brother. I don't even want to know. I was just like, I don't want to go.
You'll die in your hole, but that's why you get to charge expensive money for it.
Yeah.
Because you can pretty much go, I'm going to turn up here and eat shit, so you need to pay me for
it. 20 people work for it and they're having it at a private restaurant and they really, that's the ideal situation. You're like, that won't happen though.
You're fucking horrible.
Guys, we're just waiting for them to finish pub golf and then they're going to come in, eat a buffet. Then there's a girl going around doing body shots and you go in between her
and the band
and the band, and if to save time you can just do it while the band's on, know what I mean?
Fuck that there.
So 19th of November, motherfucking Laveries, it's gonna be awesome. And then what's the next one?
I'm in the Empire tonight, I suppose it would be
Tuesday the something 11th.
Aye.
And then 26th of November, get your tickets for the Black Box, where me and Mickey are going to do a live podcast, which I haven't quite worked out technicalities of.
We'll sort it out.
I just might set this recorder in a minute. No, I'll probably try and do it properly.
Bit of the thing.
Makes more money than we do.
Knows how to walk.
Just to fucking press buttons. Make you sick, wouldn't it?
Indeed. Right, I'm going to get chips.
Bye.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big.